Right, summer is coming up, and not to trigger anyone if you don't like talks about, you know, getting in shape and stuff, and everybody is a summer body. We know that.
Oh, summer body.
For me personally, I would like to drop a few LBs before summer. Do you know what I mean?
Is LBs pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I would.
I want to drop a few LBs.
Yeah, drop a few LBs, just, you know, so you can take your top off by the pool, yeah. Feel trim.
Imagine if LBs standing for little bitches.
Little bitches. Drop a few of these little bitches.
Okay. Yeah. You want to take your top off by the pool. Okay, so you've got a summer holiday.
Yeah.
I can see it in the joint calendar. You said you've locked it off. Joel away.
I'm going to Florida with Keegan and my children.
My children.
Keegan and Keegan's kids.
Yes.
So, you know.
You want to take your bits off.
I want to take my bits off. So it's not really about the LBs. Like, I don't care what the scale says.
Yeah.
I just want to lose a bit of this.
In that case, you shouldn't do scales and you should just do progress photos.
Yeah.
And stitch measure the scales.
Measure tape. Measuring tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that.
So what's the plan?
So the plan is, I've already weighed in. I've actually done something called a diet bet. It's a website that I've used in the past. And you basically cough up. It's like, so I've bet $100. I've paid $100 on the bet that I will lose 4% of my body weight in 4 weeks.
Wow.
And you had to take a picture of the scale with a word that they send you on a piece of paper so you can prove that it's you. And
right.
So it's all legit. And then everyone who does it at the end, completes it, splits the pot between you. So if you lose, if I don't lose 4% in 4 weeks, I lose the $100. But if I win,
that
then I get
nuts.
It back plus more.
What if you told me the name and I wrote it on a piece of paper and I stood on the scales and you know that I'm 58 kilos?
Yeah.
Would they be like, the feet don't match?
Well, there is potentially a way, probably, I'm sure. But they said that they will look for unusual activity. And because I suppose someone who wants to scam them out of money is going to just keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying to think of how you can protect your investment.
Yeah.
But yeah, fraud is not the answer.
Well, I protect my investment by weighing myself last thing at night after eating a big meal.
Oh,
so
good.
And then when I weigh myself on the final weigh-in in 4 weeks, I'll do first thing in the morning, empty stomach, post going to the toilet.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
So already that's given me a maybe a kilo or so.
Oh, you got a kilo to play with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
That is genius. I mean, I hope they don't watch the podcast.
Oh, hopefully not.
They're like, we're looking for unusual activity. We've watched every episode.
We've watched. You ate like a pig last night, didn't you? Just so you weighed more.
I mean, as you describe it, I'm tempted to get in on it.
Yeah. Well, it suddenly makes you go, oh, I need this $100 back. Like, I can't lose this $100. So it does actually motivate you because you're like, well, I've paid and I do want my money back.
Is it in like a holding account? Like when you pay a deposit and it's like held?
Yeah, diet bet, hold it. And I've done it once before. I think last time I bet $30 and I got my full $30 back plus a bit more.
Like
not
a
much.
10 or more, 20?
I think I got $34 back, so I didn't make much, $4.
Because you told me off camera, it relies on people not succeeding.
Yeah.
And if the ones that don't succeed, they lose their money, it gets split between the winners.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get in on it now.
Just do it. Because that's the thing, for me, it's not about the making money. It's just about putting my money where my mouth is and going, oh my gosh, I've spent $100. If I don't, like, it motivates me to then go, well, I need to go to the gym and complete my workouts because...
Yeah, it's enough of an amount that you're like, I'll be annoyed if I lose $100.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't really want to lose 100 quid.
Well, there was some way you could bet $10, but I was like, that wouldn't motivate me.
Yeah, because $10 is two coffees now.
Yeah, exactly.
So $10
is nothing. So I'm like, I need it to be like an amount where I go, no, I'm not losing that.
Imagine how much momentum you'd have if you put $1,000.
I know.
You'd go, I have to.
Yeah.
There's no way I cannot do this task.
Exactly.
Gosh, it really is.
So I'm pleased with that. And I will do it twice. So I'll do it for these 4 weeks, which I think will be easy because I do have a bit to lose.
Okay.
But then the next 4 weeks will be the hardest because, you know.
Okay. All right.
But
so
whatever,
you got a lot.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. Yeah. Would you like dancing?
I do enjoy a bit of dancing.
Okay. Reason I ask is it's fantastic exercise.
Yeah. Do you just do it at home or?
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
But there's also something I'm arranging that I wanted to actually tell you about.
Okay.
I was going to tell you off camera, but I'll tell you on.
Okay.
So I want to teach my friends a very popular Greek dance.
Okay.
So that when it comes to the wedding, you can
this is
the easiest one. You can all get on the dance floor. Like, we're all going to do the Greek dance we've learned.
Yeah, that's
so
a good
that's
idea.
Why I text you saying, can you meet up on the 11th of June? Because it's about a month before the wedding, so you won't forget the moves.
Yeah.
And I'm basically just trying to get my friends that are English to that meetup somewhere, hire a room or a space, teach them the dance. Get Ash there as well.
Yeah.
He loves a bit of dancing. And then everyone learns to dance. And we're like, boom, when you see this, when you hear that song on the day, you know what
you
to do.
On the dance floor. Okay. Yeah. So the dance class I'll be fine with. Yeah. But on the day, I will need to be a bit tipsy drunk.
Oh, you will be.
Have no inhibitions.
Yeah, you, will, you be. Will be. It's a group dance.
Group
dance. So everyone's
okay,
in
cool.
a circle
everyone's
going round. And
okay.
you will be. Yeah. Okay. Bubbles will be present.
Oh, great.
Yeah. There'll probably be Prosecco, not champagne, just because of budget.
Yeah.
But.
Well,
yeah,
that's absolutely fine.
So I need to run
the
idea.
Prosecco.
Oh, we love it. Prosecco. Cheers.
Cheers
to Prosecco. Cheers to long life.
Mm.
So yes to the dance class.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
That's a fun idea. So have you got to rent a hall?
Oh my gosh, oh, you'll laugh at this. So I messaged I messaged Soho House saying, hey, can I please get a quote for the studio at the back at White City?
Yeah.
You know, at the bottom, they've got a big studio
yeah.
space.
Yeah.
I just need a bit of floor space. I'm having a wedding and I'd like to teach my English guests a really popular Greek dance.
Yeah.
And they went, hey, Leah, you can have the room complimentary for 1 to 5 hours. And I went, from 1 till 5 or something. And I was like, great. They went, but the minimum spend on the bar and food is $2,500 plus VAT. I went, I think I'll pass.
Also, lol that that's in the gym.
Oh,
and
no,
like,
no,
a bar.
No, not that bit, not that bit. So you know when you come in and you're on the Alice, you go down the corridor.
Oh, down the corridor.
Studio B or something. Yeah,
okay.
I imagine if I did it in the gym.
Yeah, lol.
So I did search at a nice venue. I'm going to need to drop my expectations
yeah.
and go
okay.
somewhere else.
Yeah.
And maybe that church on Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, the American
we
church.
We did auditions at and
yeah.
stuff there. I'll try there. If anyone else knows any venues, let me know. Sorry for the tangents. But yeah, I just wanted to hire a space out and
that's nice.
And then just go drinks after.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
breaks the ice. I was like, Ach, you've only met 3 of my friends
yeah.
and there's 7 coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
So you need to meet the others.
Yeah.
He's met Joel, Christy and Kelly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'll be so fun. And Christy will love it, especially. She loves dancing.
I hope she's here.
But Christy's going to put her own spin on it and make the move sexier. And you'll be like, no, no, no. You don't.
It's
there's no
sexy.
Booty shaking. It's. But she'll be like, what about if we do a.
That would be amazing. Claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank you for being in on that. I'm
yeah.
counting you in for the dance class.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Love a bit of dance.
Yes. Dance. Dance.
Dance. So the next tangent to talk about is the fact that I'm now a wag, and the other day, so if you don't know, my partner is a professional rugby player, and in the UK, we call wives and girlfriends of sports people wags, wives and girlfriends. The first topic of conversation is the fact that Keegan was like, we should change that to wives and partners, but I was like, we can't call it WAP because of Cardi B's song.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
One of them.
One of them. Wet ass.
Weird ass.
And so it can't be that. But anyway, so
you're a wag.
This was the first game, home game of the season, and this was Sunday just gone. And so the owners of the club got one of the boxes and were like, all of the wives and girlfriends of the rugby players and all the kids and everything can come in here. We've got free food, free drink for everyone. All of the wives can meet each other. Obviously, I'm included in that. And so it was just...
It's too funny.
It's too funny. And
Joel is a wag.
I'm
Who
a wag.
Knew you would end up
I know.
As a wag?
Me.
This is so freaking funny.
Out of everyone.
It's amazing,
I
Joel.
Watch sport every weekend.
It's so funny.
It's. I mean, I enjoy it. And it's funny, but I'm like, I can't... So basically, I didn't
funny.
Know what box these people were in. I haven't been told. And Keegan was like, there was one of the girls... Actually, she's a wife. There was one of the wives that I already knew. And he was like, text Katie and she might know.
Yeah.
So I texted Katie, but Katie wasn't there yet. So she was like, I don't know. Can you find out and then tell me?
Right.
So I was like, so I was with the kids as well. So I need to be an adult. You know me, I don't like making decisions.
You don't. You like to be led.
I like to be led. So I couldn't just say to the 10 and 14 year old, do you want to go and find out? Like, I have to take control.
Oh, gosh.
So I was like, we're looking for a box with lots of women and kids in. Okay, so keep your eyes peeled. So I was like, not that one that's got some men in. Oh, that one's got 2 women in, but just 2 women. It can't be that.
Can't be.
Anyway, the final box had loads of women and children in it. So I was like, I think it's that, but we're going to have to knock on the door and I'm going to have to open the door to them and go, is this where all the
wags are?
Wags are. Like, what am I going to say? It was so awkward. So, and normally, if I was with another adult, like if I was with you, I'd go, you do it.
Yeah.
Like, you ask.
Well, I would just know that you don't want to do
yeah.
that to a room. So I'd be like, excuse me, my brother is wondering if this is the wag box.
Yeah, exactly.
This
but
is too
in that
funny.
Moment, I looked at the 14-year-old and 10-year-old and went, it's got to be me. I've got to do it.
You looked at them and went, yeah, I've got to step up.
And I'd already, in the drive-in, they charge for parking. Someone said to take money.
No.
And already Keane was like, don't pay, just say you're my partner. And I was like, this is cringe. So already I'd had to wind the window down and he was like, oh, that's £3. And I was like, I'm Keegan Hurst is my partner. These are his kids. And luckily he waved me through, but I was cringing because I was like, it was only £3.
You had to say that.
I had to say it.
You had to be like, I'm actually a partner of the player.
Yeah. And I felt like such a douche, but like, anyway.
This is pure entertainment comedy gold.
It's ridiculous, especially because I don't like sport.
I know.
And it's like, I don't know anything about sport.
Okay, you're getting better.
So I open the door to all these women. All these women turn around because we were not late, but they'd already got there early. All these kids playing. There was like food and drinks and everything. And I just went, is this for the like wives and partners? And luckily, they were all so lovely. They were like, yes. They're like, oh my gosh, are you Keegan's partner? They were like, we were just talking about you. We were like, there should be a boy coming. There should be. So they were so welcoming. And they were like, do you want a drink? The drinks are there. Da, 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 da. And so the kids cute. Sat down. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
And nothing to have been worried about. But then I was like the token gay guy there.
Oh.
And then naturally, what was quite cute is that they burst it. They all want to prove that they're okay with you being gay.
No.
And I love it when straight people do that because it's cute, but it's like, I don't know.
What is the cringiest like straight person thing anyone's done to like make you know that they're okay with that?
Well, just they all started chipping it in front of everyone. One of them would have started it and just been like, oh, what I think is great. I think it's great. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And they're like, yeah, well, he's got to be happy, hasn't he? Like, you just got to be yourself. You just got to be, we just embrace everyone. And like, everything they're saying is so lovely
this
and
is
true.
This is a feature film script.
My gosh.
Joel, you are sitting on an idea. This is gold. You need to pitch this.
Yeah.
Imagine. Like, you're like, just you so didn't funny. Need to say those words.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah. No one comes up to me, I'm yeah. a straight couple, and goes, I think you two are great. You just need to be happy, don't you?
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
Yeah,
and
no,
my
just
my
like,
bum cheeks are squeezing together.
It's just, yeah, it's so funny. And then one of them was like, I went to school with King. I didn't know he was gay. And I was like, oh really? And
then
I was just like, yeah.
Here we go.
But then the manager, I probably shouldn't say this publicly because I'm not slagging anyone off.
No,
but
it's
I told
funny.
Keegan this afterwards.
It's funny.
The manager who'd organized it was up there and he was talking to everyone but kept on referring to everyone as wives and it was very like gender roles because it was like the thing is it's like we just want to get you guys you girls together all the wives you're at home you're doing the cooking you're doing the cleaning and all the and like saying all these things and I was just like well I'm not a wife and I'm not a woman and I don't do all the cooking and the cleaning and
we have a cleaner
But anyway, it was a really lovely event. Everyone was so friendly.
I'm
but
thrilled.
I was just like, what is my life? What's happening?
It's really funny, like, because you've been thrust upon, like, you've moved house. Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah.
And then you're like, suddenly you're in these environments where you're going like, where am I?
Yeah.
It's really funny, Joel.
And then the kids turn around, they're like, can we go get cheesy chips? And I'm like, oh, God, yeah, of course. I need to sort dinner for the kids. So I'm like, let's go. And I'm like saying bye to everyone. I was like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Just went and bought them some food and then brought them back up. And I'm like, I never thought this would be my life. And I love it, but it's just, sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, how did I get here?
It's really funny. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the wag box.
Oh, the wag box is amazing.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I only know one wag.
Okay, yeah.
And you will meet her at my wedding.
Okay.
So, but she's a bit younger than you. She's 20.
Okay.
So quite a lot younger. Okay.
Quite a lot younger.
Quite a lot younger. And maybe you guys can talk about wag life together.
Yeah, wag
her
life.
Her boyfriend is a professional footballer.
Wow.
So you meet her and I've when we've gone down to Cheltenham to watch like his games and stuff and he played at West Brom as well, we have got an eye into her life as a wag when it was we go through other doors to go and watch the game. It's free tickets, it's comps, we turn up late and all of the staff like know who she is and stuff. It's quite funny.
It is
wag
funny.
Life is funny.
Wag life, yeah. People, I was walking through the ground to get the cheesy chips and there's people like that recognize me as
the
like from the team, as the boyfriend of Keane,
because they know.
And
public.
I'm just like, oh, I didn't. Okay, cool.
Oh my gosh. And like, if you're in the stand, someone be like, that's Keegan's boyfriend.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, I know from going to the football that like, if one of the big players, his girlfriend's there or their kids, like my fiance will nudge me and be like, that's Gustavo's girlfriend. That's Gustavo. And I'll be like, okay. He'd be like, that's Darbo's kids. And I'll be like, oh my God, it's Darbo's kids. And I don't know why, but it's really exciting.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's funny.
That's them. And then I'll be like, how much does he make a week? And then my partner will be like, yeah, he's at least on like 15 grand a week. And I'm like, really?
It's so funny.
Why. It's thrilling.
Well, it is cute that they go, because I asked lots of them there. I was like, oh, do you go to like some games or all that? And all of them were like, yeah, I go to every game.
That's so
I might
cute.
As well go and support. And so now I go to most games. Yeah, well, I've been cute. To 2 out of 2 so far.
Two out of two.
And I will go to all of the home games, maybe some of the away games.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I'm like, oh yeah, I should.
Nice.
And it's cute seeing the wives there, that they just go and support and they're shouting at the pitch.
And also, didn't I say to you, I mean, at the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I said it to you or thought it, make your own friends up there. Mm. They could be your friends.
They could be my
friends.
He's
got his friends.
Yeah.
You've got your friends. You do things with your friends.
Yeah.
And that's important. You've got your little group.
Yeah.
Or just ride solo.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine.
Well, it's fine. Well, that's why they did it. So, like, you girls don't often get together and know each other. The players all know each other, but some of you know each other and lots of you don't. So it was to get everyone together so we can turn up. And we won't have a box every week, sadly. But when I turn up, I'm like, oh, I know that she's a wife of a player and a girlfriend or whatever.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is there like an element of graduation when you go from girlfriend to wife?
Probably.
Graduation!
Yeah, graduation! Probably.
I don't know. I feel a bit weird about becoming a wife. I just think it sounds a bit dead.
No, I think it's good. But how are you going to remember to call him husband?
Don't know.
Because you've called him fiance for so long.
But then sometimes I just skip over fiance. I just say, ah, it's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel uncomfortable with the word fiance. I feel like I'm doing that French thing.
Yeah, fiance.
Well, fiance. You know, like people that pronounce words like, you know, for no reason.
Yeah.
They just make it sound more bougie than what it is.
Wow.
I don't know.
No,
that's
it's
a me problem.
So you have to be like, oh, my husband, when you're chatting about him, you're like,
my husband.
My husband.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
How weird.
Do you remember Andrew from school used to pronounce migraine, migraine?
Yeah, migraine. I pronounced it like that the other day and Keegan pulled me up on it, but I didn't know which one's the correct one. I just say what I hear.
Migraine.
Because
I thought it was like his way of making it all about him. He's like, I'm having a migraine. It's
a migraine. It could be an American, like either.
Yeah, what's correct?
I think we say either and Americans say either.
Either.
I think.
Either.
Either. I can't remember. It's a split of American and UK, but I don't know which is which.
Okay. Just wondered about the migraine thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I love doing little words like that where you're like, what does Nigella call the microwave?
Microwave.
Amazing. Spice up your life, guys.
Yeah, just make it up.
Spice up your
life.
Like,
I don't believe that's called Prosecco, but it's quite fun to say.
Say it. Claim it.
Prosecco.
Make it a new thing.
Yeah.
We've got loads, haven't we? We used to have a dictionary.
We had a John Lear dictionary, and we should release one, really, but...
If we ever did a book launch, it would be the Dictionary of Joel and Lear Words.
We're going to a book launch tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
How mad is that? Have we ever been to a book launch before?
I've never been.
Well, because we don't know any writers.
No, this
now
is our
we
first
do.
Writer.
I know.
How fun. So
Isn't
we were like,
amazing?
Are they just going to read us the book? Like, what do they do at a book launch?
What happens
at imagine
a book
you
launch.
Mingle.
I imagine there'll be some mingling. And I texted you this morning saying, what are you wearing? What am I wearing? Because it's smart cash. And you were like, I'm wearing what I'm wearing. And I was like,
well, I've gone up
go
in the world
again.
And I do have a Vivienne Westwood t-shirt that I could wear.
Joel, you said you were wearing a t-shirt and jeans, so I've packed a t-shirt and jeans.
I'm wearing these jeans.
You didn't tell me it was Vivienne Westwood.
Well, it's very subtle. You only know if you know.
But I know Vivienne Westwood logo,
But yeah, I've got that and I've got a like denim-ish jacket on top.
Okay.
But that or Amiri, which is my new favourite brand. But
what's Amiri?
Amiri, A-M-I-R-I.
Again,
it's a bougie brand, like Gucci, but it's Amiri.
Like Gucci?
Like Gucci, but less people have heard of it.
Oh, count me in.
Yeah, so
I love
it's so
people.
Cool.
Just wait a few more months till everyone's wearing it, not because you mentioned
everyone
it, but just
will be wearing
it
Amiri.
Spreads, right?
Yeah.
And you'll go, I was wearing them first.
Yeah, I was wearing it.
I love people that do that. They're
it.
Like, oh, I listened to Adele when she used to gig in a pub to 6 people.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I love that.
Why is there's always those people?
Yeah. And also, that doesn't give you any social currency. I think those people think you're going to go, like, what does that give you?
Did they think Adele's going to recognize them in the crowd in the
O2? Absolutely not.
Like, it's me from the pub. Remember when you were a nobody? Like, what?
So funny.
There's almost an element of, like, I'm better than you
because
I knew about that thing. I'm not saying you are with your Gucci Miri Miri.
Oh, no. I didn't even know a Miri existed till I got bought it. I got bought both those T-shirts, so they were
gifts. A wag.
Aren't I?
Such a
wag. I have to dress the part now. Do you know what I mean? I can't rock up. Actually, I always rock up in Adidas to rugby games. But anyway.
Do you feel like you've got to like be a bit more bougie now?
Not really.
Okay, good. You haven't lost yourself.
The thing is, also, some Americans, like our viewers that have embraced it, they're like, oh my God, a professional. He is a professional athlete, but it's a sport that is, rugby union is like the biggest rugby game in the UK.
Right.
And he plays rugby league, which is a bit more niche.
Okay.
So it's not like the stadiums are fully packed out and it's 80,000 yeah. people. Like, it's probably like 1,000 people watch each game or something like that.
Okay, so is there a another league that's between rugby union and league? Is there like a championship?
No.
Okay.
No, so they're two different sports.
Oh.
So apparently it used to be one thing, rugby, and the Northerners and Southerners in the UK, because it started here,
yeah.
they split off, something to do with working class stuff and money. So they split, and the Northerners did rugby league,
right.
Southerners did rugby union.
Right.
In terms of general media, all they want to cover is rugby union.
Right.
And that's what we know as rugby, most rugby
that's
in the
I
UK.
Know.
That's
yeah.
the Rugby World Cup, is that.
Okay.
The rugby league does have a World Cup, but it's not really on TV as much as the rugby union.
Okay. So you need like
still,
a VPN to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
So rugby league, the northern one, is in like New Zealand, Australia. There are yeah. places like that, but it started in the north of England and it's been shunned a bit by the rest of the UK.
Well, let's shine a light.
Let's shine a light.
Okay, that's
exactly.
interesting. Because I just didn't know if it was like football where it's like Premier League, Championship, where I'll go
yeah.
watch my dad's team play.
Yeah, yeah.
And then League One, League Two. It's not like that.
They
it's
have leagues
something.
Within it.
Got it.
So I right. think Keegan once was in Super League in Rugby League.
Okay.
But at the moment, I think they're the one below Super League.
So
I don't know.
That's what
the
they're playing
things.
In.
Yeah.
Shine a light.
So yeah, if people want to okay. support Batley,
go support Batley.
Go do it.
Batley Burgers.
But yeah, people are thinking that I'm a really bougie. Like, he's not on 15k a week.
Like those football players.
To put
yeah,
it
okay,
that
fair,
way.
Fair. Football players are paid a lot of money.
Too much.
Sometimes when I see the wags turn up at the football, actual point them out, my fiance will be like, that's the wife of da-da-da. And I'm not joking. I do sometimes recognise brands straight away. I'm
yeah.
like, those trainers are 1,500, just saying.
I love the catalogue in the brain.
I love that catalogue of mine is just ticking. And
yeah.
I'm like, I've just totted up her outfits 10 grand at least. And like, I'm not doing that out of jealousy. I'm just noticing quite how much these sports people are paying for their wives to wear these things. Or maybe she's got her own job, not saying she's just living off him.
Catwoman.
But sports people have got an expiry date. It's so important for sports people to like diversify their revenue. So I'm looking at this chick with like 10 grand of like expensive outfit and I'm like, you okay, hun?
Yeah.
When he like moves down to a different league or
yeah.
what are you going to do?
Are you going to sell it?
I don't know. Maybe that's just the entrepreneur in me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, naturally you'd be like, I don't want to waste that money.
Entrepreneur. More like the judge. The entrepreneur in me is screaming for you, hun.
Well, yeah. No, but maybe because 15,000 a week.
It's a lot of money. You don't need that much money.
No.
Do you?
Oh, I could spend it.
Oh, yeah, I'd find a way.
I think I could spend it,
yeah. Yeah, find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be on designer clothes, but it should be because I want to look nicer than I do. But
yeah. No, absolutely, hon.
We spoke about this on another episode, didn't we?
We did. We've done a whole episode on clothes.
On fashion.
That's why it triggered me when I said to you what you're wearing to the event and you said T-shirt and jeans. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I put on a few outfits at home and I was like, it's not going to look right. If he's wearing T-shirt and jeans, I'm not wearing this like slightly more dressy thing. It's going to look stupid. So I have matched you with the T-shirt and the jeans.
I think it will be fine. Because it's also not like a swanky event. It's like a nice thing to dress up slightly for, surely. But not. It's not like cocktail party
I know.
Vibes, is it?
I wonder for women. Sorry, one sec. I wonder for women if smart cash means wear jeans and heels, because if it does, and I've missed the memo on that, I'm wearing trainers tonight, but they're clean ones.
Yeah, they're clean trainers.
Clean trainers.
I mean, my trainers, for example, are the white leather ones, so they're like, they're not quite they're not like Nike trainers, they're like smart casual trainers.
It's all coming out now, isn't it? You could have told me on text you're wearing your leather blooming trainers,
but at the same time I'm wearing these faded jeans.
Fine,
do you know what I mean?
Fine.
So it's like, it's going to look smart,
yeah.
but casual.
It's when you wear your Yale socks like you went there. Oh, it's y'all.
Yale.
I thought not he said Yale. Yale. I was like, he's still doing his uni clothing.
No, these are from Nashville. They Yale. Say Yale.
I thought he was still doing like Yale. Your Harvard,
oh,
Yale.
Oh, no. That's something that needs to be left behind. That's
what,
something
your
I would
uni
do.
Clothes stuff. You used to love buying different uni
I love
clothing.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because in America, don't they just wear clothing of unis they've been to, or do they just rep whatever they feel like?
I think it's the uni they've been to, but I did buy a Yale t-shirt not long ago, actually. It's my pajama t-shirt. It says Yale on it.
Fine with it being pajamas.
Yeah.
No one needs pajamas, to know. You're not saying I'm smart.
You know you're oh, you know when someone's wearing fake designer, by the way, because I went to the gym.
Go on.
And this guy was wearing Moschino t-shirt in the gym, and I was like, if that was real, you wouldn't be wearing it, because that would be like £1,000 or whatever.
You say that,
so it's obviously a fake.
You say that, but Stormzy wears his Yacht Master in the gym. That's an expensive
really
watch. Oh, people wear ridiculous things to
even
the gym.
In Pure Gym, $15.99 okay, a month.
You know what, sounds like a genuine fake to me.
Yeah. Which, all power to him. I have some fake clothes.
Oh yeah.
Not Vivian Westwood or Amiri. But
I'm sure I've got some genuine fakes as
well. Yeah.
All sorts.
Why not?
Is that illegal? Are we allowed to say that?
It's probably illegal, but lock us up.
Throw me in jail. I think I bought a fake. Right, guys. That's the end of the episode, Joel. I've ended that very abruptly. I'm
no,
really
we
sorry.
Need to. You're the timekeeper. We absolutely have to.
Have we been speaking for an hour?
I think so. No.
Can't be.
Half an hour, because it's 4.
Okay, fine.
So it's been half an hour.
We really, really hope you guys have enjoyed that episode.
Yeah.
By now, the deadline for the Scotland trip is probably up. But probably. If it isn't up, we will leave the link in the description if any of you guys would like to join us on our Scotland trip and go on holiday with us this May, early May. End
We'd
of April,
love it
early
if
May.
You could come. There's a few spaces left. Please
cool.
come.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And we can't wait. We're so buzzing.
Yeah. And if you'd like bonus extra content, like more episodes of this, then join our memberships. Click join next to subscribe and you'll get the options there.
We hope you guys appreciate the new setup. We're really trying to listen to your feedback and incorporate more things that we think you guys would appreciate. We love you loads and we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. See you soon. Bye.